They're the 18.
You know their shoulders are marching.
They're the 18.
Helping people in need.
Pretend that you're Hannibal, Murdoch or Face, or maybe B.A. Baracus. You know each one is an ace. Eat your soul separately with bribery gear. If there's trouble for space, you know the 18's here.
They're the 18.
The 18. Hannibal, Face, Murdoch, and B.A. Baracus. Eat your soul separately from Cronatoy.
If you are a geek, if no one else understands you, and if you can log on, maybe you can listen to The A-Room.
All right.
That was awesome. I did see The A-Team, but first intro of the show.
Okay, okay.
Go ahead.
So you have once again stepped into The Action Room, action listeners. And of course, we are Geek Radio. We have new episodes every Monday and Friday for you, fresh for you. And we have our Facebook fan page. Join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We are rocking your world.
And later on in the show.
Later on in the show, we're going to have the Action Room mascot auditions. Can you believe it?
That's pretty exciting.
I can't believe it.
Because we've been looking for a mascot for a long time. And I was like, we're getting all these, you know, submissions and letters. Please let me be a mascot.
Yes.
So I was like, let's just make one whole audition kind of contest and stuff. So we're going to have
that. Egg the Chicken, he was so yesterday. He's so yesterday's news.
No, actually, he kind of left for bigger and better things.
Oh, my God. Is he working with Leno now, I heard? Or?
Yeah, well, I think he's like a correspondent for Extra or something.
Oh,
yeah,
Extra.
He works with the Mario Lopez. So anyway, even though he doesn't speak. Egg the Chicken, it is. Mario Lopez does speak.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I saw the A-Team. I just wanted to talk a little bit about it.
It was awesome.
It was cheesy, just like the old TV show, but it had, you know, kind of the new elements of CGI and stuff. But
okay.
When I saw the trailer, I just thought it was... I didn't know what to think. I mean, I don't know. What did you think?
I thought the trailer got me excited.
Yeah,
got me thinking this might be really fun.
But I have to give it to Joe Carnahan, the director who did Smoke and Aces, which I haven't seen.
I have not seen it yet.
And Preacher.
He was on the list to direct Mission Impossible 3.
Right.
And it didn't work out.
And he might do Preacher, the comic book.
He's interested. It's very vague.
But he did an amazing job. Like, I mean,
okay.
Just awesome. It was like, sometimes I kind of, with some of these films, I don't know how they even do it. There's so much going on.
Right.
You know, how did they direct that? But the other thing about it is like, and we were talking about this with 3D and stuff, there's so many jump cuts and so many fast things and action sequences and stuff, there's no way that would look good in 3D. I mean, it would just get too jarring and weird to watch. You
but
know?
Was it the kind of jump cuts where it bothered you, or is it good action movie jump
No,
cuts?
I mean, it worked in 2D, but it just would look shitty in 3D, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm just hoping that, you know, they maintain where they can kind of edit the way they want. And it, you know,
and the cast of the A-Team film was pretty impressive.
Yeah, no, everybody was awesome. One, and obviously Murdoch, who's the guy from District 9.
Who I love. I'm very excited to see him.
Charlton Copley.
Charlton Copley.
And
he is Swedish.
And Gerald McCraney played General Morrison. You know who he is? He was Major Dad in that sitcom, Major Dad.
Really?
Yeah. And he was awesome. He was
General
really
Morrison is just the character created for this film.
And then one person I wanted to mention, because I thought everybody was good, you know, Liam Neeson, Bradley Cooper, everybody. And the fighter, the Rampage guy, was awesome.
B.A.
Yeah.
The Mr. T role.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Yeah, he was really good. But, so get this. Brian Bloom. Okay, he plays Pike, who's like the main evil guy in it, okay?
Okay.
I you won't be familiar with this guy if you haven't seen him. But here's the thing. He was great in it, right?
Right.
So here's the crazy story. I kind of recognized him, okay? I was like, where do I know this guy from? And he was in, as a kid, he was a teen heartthrob in the 80s on As the World Turns, a soap opera.
Did you watch As the World Turns?
Yeah, I know. Okay, why did I know this? Because I did extra work as a kid
on
soap operas, and so I remember dealing with this kid. And you'd be like, how do you still remember? Because he really doesn't look anything like he did back then. He was probably 14 back then. You know,
his name?
There's something about, and I know I sound super gay saying this.
His eyes.
His eyes and his eyebrows.
Okay.
You can't mistake them for anybody, okay? But even more than that, because I was like, so he hasn't been doing anything. And I looked at his IMDb page. It's all been TV and video game work that he's been doing. It's like, how did he get in this major role of this evil guy in the A-Team? And I looked at the writing credits, and he's one of the writers with Joe Carnahan or whatever.
Oh, so, for the movie itself.
For A-Team, yeah.
Right.
So it must have been the situation where he wrote himself into it or whatever. But he's really good. And I have to say, after this role, he's going to be huge because he's so good in this as this evil guy. So
they made them like Gulf War vets, Iraqi war vets or something?
Yeah, I mean, I think they
meet. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you know, they meet in one circumstance, you know, the origin story. And then it's like 8 years later, they've been together and, you know, they continue on in the Gulf War and stuff. And then the just the Murdoch character where they get him at the, you know, insane asylum or whatever. He's awesome. The
Liam Neeson is great.
Yeah, Liam Neeson is great. I mean, again, I didn't know what to expect, but the bits that they do and the things that are just so fucking over the top and retarded, but they handle them in such a way where it's like, it's fun.
Right.
I mean, the whole thing is so much fun. Oh, one last thing. There is a stinger at the end and you have to stay after the credits.
Okay.
But one thing about it is I don't understand why they didn't use Mr. T. Like, they should have had Mr. T in it at some point.
In a cameo or something.
Said that...
Well, apparently he didn't want to be involved in it.
Oh, really?
He was kind of like, it's its own thing. I did the TV
show.
That's
interesting.
I don't think he wanted to sully the waters.
Kind of respect him for that.
Well, there is a rumor that he criticized this movie as being too violent. But then he said, I never said those things. Reporters made that up. I never said those things.
It's definitely...
It's unclear whether...
It keeps... there is one element that I will say. Maybe I'll let... Should I talk about it? I don't know. There is one element about it that really doesn't make Mr. T's character look all that great. But yet it's in the spirit of how, I don't know, like the Arnold Schwarzenegger movies where it's almost like fun to kill people, but not in the kind of like, you know, kind of kind of bad way. I don't know how to explain it, but it was just kind of like...
Well, in those action movies in the 80s, the bad guys get killed creatively.
Yeah, but it's almost like they make a real point of the fact that he's killing people, but you're supposed to applaud the fact that he's killing people. It's hard to explain without explaining the whole film.
Okay.
But on the flip side, I went to the Brooklyn International Film Festival, and you're having, on one side of it is these, you know, big budget action pictures. On the other side, you have these small indie pictures that I was invited to go see this one film.
This is in Williamsburg?
Yeah, Brooklyn.
He's hanging out in Williamsburg
all the time now,
action fan.
And it's just interesting because, so this movie that I saw was called Gabby on the Roof in July. And the thing that sucks is, you know, these small films that are amazing. This film was so good. I mean, it was just like the character
development. You actually said to me it was one of the best films you'd ever seen.
Just in terms of smaller films.
Right.
You know, like
right.
of characters and, you know, just talking with one another, kind of like a very realistic, you know, kind of almost Cassavetes, if you know that director from back in the day. But it's just so sad because no one's going to see this kind of film. You know, like this will never go anywhere. This won't be theatrically released and stuff. So I have to promote it on our little podcast here. Gabby on the Roof in July. Look it up. Check it out. You know, try to...
G-A-B-I, Gabby.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's it. So I guess...
All right.
After
so
the break.
After the break, we'll bring you what we promised you earlier, the Action Room mascot auditions, and I just cannot wait. It's going to be like American Idol.
I am so excited.
Like America's Got Talent.
But with mascots.
Like Dancing with the Mascots. All right.
And we don't have... Do we have any judges?
It does, we other are than the us, judges.
We are the judges.
We
okay,
are the
that's
judges.
It. Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, action fans. Now, I believe, producer Mike, that it is time for the Action Room mascot auditions.
Woo!
I'm very excited.
I am too. I've been waiting for this for at least a day.
Yes.
We've been planning this for about an hour now.
So we have our contestants, our auditioners here, right?
Yeah.
So we
have three.
We have three.
Three contestants.
Okay. So welcome to the Action Room mascot auditions. All Our first potential Action Room mascot is Explodey. Now, Explodey, for you listeners out there, he is actually the explosion that is behind the Action Room logo. How about that?
And he's been bugging us for a long time, ever since we made the logo. He's been like, I want to be, Oh, he doesn't talk. Okay.
Yeah. He's been expressing to us in his own way. Why don't we just introduce him to you?
Hey, Explodey.
So, Explodey, you want to try out as our new mascot?
Okay, Explodey. Look, so you prepared some stand-up for us.
All right, well, this guy is one of the funniest explosions around. He'll be appearing at Dangerfields next week, and he's co-starring with Shia LaBeouf in Transformers 3. Ladies and gentlemen, Explodey! Woo! That was great, Explodey. You definitely didn't bomb. All right, so our second potential mascot is Snarf from the Thundercats.
Woo!
Welcome, Snarf.
Well, Snarf, thank you. The Thundercats never appreciated me, and no one appreciates your show. Snarf, I thought it would be a boost for my Snarf esteem. Snarf.
So, you're going to sing something for us today?
Yeah, I used to hang out a lot at the karaoke bar on Thundera before it exploded. So, I thought I'd sing one of my very favorite songs from what I consider to be the best band ever, Snarf.
The Beatles?
Led Zeppelin?
No, silly. Europe.
Okay, so producer Mike, why don't you start up the Action Room karaoke machine? Our third potential mascot, you know her, she's the grandma who doesn't understand pop culture. In fact, it scares and confuses her.
Woo!
So, Grandma, you want to audition to be the Action Room mascot?
Mascot? You mean like that Tony the Tiger? Don't tell my husband, but I had a little bit of a crush on that sexy tiger.
So, Grandma, what can you offer the Action Room as a mascot?
What about those Keebler elves? Just try to keep me away from those delicious fudge stripe cookies.
Have you seen Iron Man 2?
Ironing? I love ironing. Do you need me to iron something, boys?
No, that's okay, Grandma. Actually.
What is this thing I'm talking into?
A microphone. Okay, Grandma, thanks for coming in. I don't know if the geek culture is really your thing.
Okay, boys, you enjoy your little show. I can't wait to blog about this tonight when I get home.
So I guess it's time, Tony, that we pick a winner?
Stop.
Who's that?
I am Galactus, devourer of worlds. I believe I would make a brilliant mascot for the Action Room.
Why is that?
Galactus has traveled across the galaxy, seen infinite worlds, witnessed the dawn of creation itself.
Have you listened to our show?
No, but I will spare your world if you make me mascot of your puny podcast.
Well, sorry, Gal. Can I call you Gal? We don't have any more time to audition anyone else. Maybe next time.
This is an insult to Galactus. I will now commence eating your planet.
Oh no! What do we do now?
I have an idea. Explodey! Snarf! Grandma! Mascots, unite!
Quick, Snarf! Sing a song and create a diversion!
Whoa, here he comes! Watch out, Earth! He'll chew you up! Whoa, here he comes! He's a planet eater! Snarf, snarf!
Oh, what is that horrible noise diverting my attention from eating your planet?
Explodey, attack!
Oh, no!
Grandma, do you still have some of those Keebler Fudge Stripe cookies?
Yes, but these are the last ones I have!
But Grandma, we're all gonna die!
Tony the Tiger will die too!
He's right!
Oh, all right. Just for Tony. Don't tell my husband.
Cookies. Scrumptious.
Oh, he's eating them all.
He's getting full.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Planet Earth is saved.
I'm going to wash this down with the World Cup.
Who would have thought there'd be a more powerful weapon against Galactus than the Ultimate Nullifier?
All right, well, I guess we still have to announce the winner for the Action Room mascot auditions.
You know what, Producer Mike? There is no winner. You're all winners.
They're great!
Tony!
What?
Stop fondling Grandma.
Oh.